Okay, Ellie, tell me your reaction to the mayor's proposed IPA.
Well, a lot of the introductory material is very good. I think a lot of it reproduces stuff that we gave her, which pleases me very much, and the concept of the impartiality and the need for oversight and transparency that she expresses is all very good. And some of the proposal, but there's more that we need. I see the possibility of working it out with her. We've worked with her beforehand. I think it's possible to work with what she gives us, but there are some glaring differences too, and we need to at least talk to her about it.
She did say that there will be 2 weeks before it goes to the city council,
yeah,
and that she will be listening to public input up till that time, and that there's a possibility for changes. What changes would you like to see in this proposal?
Well, one thing that we would like very much for her to change is that in her proposal, the IPA reports to the city manager, and we would like the IPA to report to the city council. And that was a big point for us. The city manager also is in charge of the police department and the hiring and firing of the police chief. So it seems a conflict of interest to us. That's one issue. And I don't know how it's going to be resolved. I think it could be resolved. But the problem is that in order for the police auditor to be hired in that capacity, it has to be a charter amendment. And she wants the IPA before a charter amendment. And we do, too, really. So it was handled in San Jose by hiring the auditor for a year or two in a special way, and then putting it to the voters afterwards. So that could be done here. I don't know if it's – I'm not sure that's a good way to do it. She wants it locked in for 5 years before an evaluation is made. That's good in some ways, because you need time to see how it's working. And I think she's also open to having changes made, seeing how it works. But I'll tell you what the glaring thing for me is. And I just looked at it, and I've just read it through once. So we'll study it, and we'll get back to her before the 2 weeks are up. We've already met with her once. And I think a lot of what she does is taken from our suggestion, so that gives me hope. But it doesn't make provisions for complaints for the police department. It gives instructions for individuals to file complaints and for the IPA to have access to those complaints. But it doesn't specifically mention complaints from the department. Well, most of the complaints that the Internal Affairs gets are from within the department. So I don't know why that was left out, or maybe I missed it in the reading, but that's important. Does that mean that the IPA won't have access to the internal complaints? That would not be fair, because the internal complaints are entitled to an impartial judgment too, not just those from the citizens or the public. So we have to find out about that, what that means. The other thing is it specifies that the IPA will not have investigative powers, but just oversight of the investigation that the Internal Affairs does. I'm not sure what she means by that. We have to talk that through. Does that mean that the IPA will not sit in on the Internal Affairs investigations? Then there's no point to it. So I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean that the IPA will not have the power to investigate beyond what Internal Affairs does? Or that the IPA will just get a report and not be part of the investigation itself? That has to be spelled out. There's no point to that then. So we really have to get together and figure out what is meant by this. And we have to look at it more closely because I've just read it through once.
As it's presented right now, with the proposal being that there will be no investigative powers for the IPA and that it will report to the city manager's office, is that a proposal that you could support?
I don't know. We'll have to get, the group will have to get together and decide. But I think, she says there's room for, you told me, you were at the press conference, that there's, she's going to present it to different groups now or ask for input from different groups. So I'm hoping that we can work out something that we can support because I think she wants to. And she's gotten the support of the police chief in a way that has never been the case before. In previous attempts, the police chief has said that, oh, yes, he supports an IPA. But then when it comes before the city council, he says, oh, well, we don't need it. So she's obviously done a lot of work and gotten his support, and it's good. And I think because of the way she's going about it, she will get the support of the city council. But I'll tell you, the city council would be much more apt to support it if the IPA reported to them instead of the city manager. They already expressed that in previous attempts, that that was one of the reasons that they didn't want to approve Autry's proposal. So I think that would be a stronger proposal for them to accept. But there is a complication with that, and we'd have to work it out, because as it stands now, in order for the IPA to report to the city council to be hired on that basis, it would have to be a charter amendment. And that takes time. It means a vote. And we want it now. So if we can work it out in a way that we can have it now, and maybe with the view toward having a vote for charter amendment after a year or two, which is what they did in San Jose.
Do you have any concerns about the amount of money budgeted for the IPA position?
I don't know. If they can bring it in on that budget, that's fine with me. What I do like is that she has created the money by taking it away from certain other positions. In other words, she's not asking them to add anything. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good move, because then they can't say that we can't afford it, because the positions that are going to be removed are not crucial. So I think she's a good strategist and has done a lot of work and is willing to work with people. So I really am hopeful that it can be worked out. But I don't know how realistic the budget is. I'm not good at figures, but the fact is that, you know, she's worked it out in a way that they can't say it's too much money, because she's put it in the budget by taking out others. So I don't think that's going to be a problem for them.
Right. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, there were other things. I liked the when she identifies what complaints will have to be heard by the internal affairs. That's good, because it involves all police shootings, all issues that deal with civil rights, all issues that and excessive force, and those should be heard by the internal affairs. It's not clear if she will have access to all the complaints that come in, though. It mentions having the right to check over what internal affairs takes up. Internal affairs does not have to take up every complaint that comes in. Some are judged to be inquiries. I don't know on what basis. And we would like the IPA to be able to monitor all the complaints, or inquiries as they call them, and to see which ones should be taken up. Should have some input into that. And I don't see that that would be a problem. Also, in our proposal, we stipulate that any complaints that come into a police department would be seen by the IPA, and vice versa. Any complaints that come in through the IPA would be accessed by the police department. I think that should be clear, that any complaints that come in by any vehicle, whether it's by phone or written or to any entity, should be available to both parties, both the Internal Affairs and the IPA. I guess the biggest sticking point is, will she be able to take part in the Internal Affairs investigations? Otherwise, it's just receiving reports. That would have to be ironed out. That would not be a valid IPA. So I'm not sure. It's not specifically stated there. So I'm not sure about that. And the other thing that I feel has to be specifically stated is that all police complaints would also have to be reviewed by the IPA, and that's not specifically stated. So I don't know if it's meant or not. Also, she has to have access to police files, and it's not specifically stated here. It is in our...
Do you mean
personnel files?
Jerry Dyer was very specific that they would not have access to that.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, because... in investigating specific incidents, it's important to know what the background of some of these police is. Mm-hmm. And it would be, it states several times that there would have to be confidentiality. And the only person who would be have access would be the IPA. And so that's another thing that we'd have to discuss, why this is necessary. The other thing is a subpoena power, which is important, and I don't know if that will be able to resolve that. We'll have to figure out how important that is.
Do other IPAs in other cities have subpoena power?
Not necessarily, and that was the big issue in San Jose. They didn't have subpoena power, and when the IPA asked for it, and they had operated for 10 years without it, they fired her. That was one of the issues, that she was asking for more. And then they wanted to allow. I don't know if that was necessarily the main issue. I think there might have been issues underlying, and that was used as the focal point. Hmm.